We have a huge wager going. Does Sam Mitchell bowl? I bet on yes. Sam, end it for us. Do you bowl?
Yes, I do.
You do? How often?
Probably about 3 times a month, maybe.
So you are? Do you have your own shirt?
No, I don't have my own shirt. I have my own shoes and my own bowling ball, and I have another ball that I use to pick up spares with.
So you actually have a spare ball, right?
Like, yeah, I started bowling when I played for the Timberwolves. We had a teammate, William Avery, and he was a 200-plus bowler, and he would give me 50 pins, and we would bet lunch and dinner, and he would beat me. So I started bowling, and I figured for 25, 30 bucks, why don't I buy my own shoes so I don't have to rent them? And then for 60 bucks, get my own ball that's fitted to my little fat, stubby fingers. So that's how I kind of started bowling.
So Raps and Sixers tonight. This is the lead in Andrew Bynum not playing for Philadelphia, out with a knee injury that he got from a bowling accident. What's an injury that you saw when you played that had nothing to do with basketball?
Well, one of my teammates for Indiana Pacers, George McLeod, fell asleep on the sofa with his legs crossed. And I guess it slowed the flow of blood, circulation in his legs. He stood up and put his foot down very hard, and he broke a bone in his foot, and he was out 6 weeks. Strange things can happen.
Don't listen to that, ladies. Crossing your legs is still important. So, the Raps beat the Magic on Sunday afternoon. Here's what I want to know. Urban legend says that the Raps have a huge home court advantage when they play Sunday games at 1 p.m. because the visiting teams have partied the night before. Is that true, Sam?
True.
Really?
And we used to encourage our people to make sure, encourage the players to make sure they tell the opposing players, their friends on other teams, about how great the nightlife is in Toronto, and they should go out and explore it and sample it.
That's awesome. For real, because, I mean, that's been the story for a long time.
Yeah, we used to tell our guys to tell them. Now, the key is we tell them to tell them where to go.
Right.
But our players go home and get in bed.
Yeah. Mike D'Antoni. Laker coaching debut tonight. He has huge talent on the team, huge expectations, and likely a short lease. Is this a dream job or what?
Well, it is. Mike D'Antoni has no grand illusions. He knows if he doesn't get to the finals that a lot of pressure is going to be on him. But think about it from his standpoint, and he said this. I'd rather have a team that's capable of winning it all than a team that's not and have high expectations than the expectation of none. Because let me tell you what happened. For the teams that have no expectations, let's say you win 25 games and the general manager thinks you should have won 30. In his mind, you did a horrible job. So if you're going to take a job that where you can win and not necessarily lose, because the pressure's the same. Everybody wants to win. Right now, don't you believe, regardless of what you think, the Washington Wizards, the pressure's on Randy Whitman, they're 0-9. Even though they're not picked to win the East, nobody wants to be over in the NBA right now.
So you're talking about the next job. John Gibbons got hired today as manager of the Toronto Blue Jays. Could this be suggesting that maybe there's a return for Sam Mitchell in the future?
Dude, strange things have happened. You never know. I'm excited for John Gibbons. You know, he had a 500 record with his stint with the Blue Jays. Now he's going to have talent. When you look at what Toronto has went out and done, they have talent. The Yankees are reeling right now with what happened in the playoffs. The Red Sox are rebuilding. Baltimore is still a good team, but they may have all their magic may have been used out this past season. Toronto is poised right now to win the East. Wouldn't that be a story if Toronto Blue Jays wins the East over the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees?
It would be historic for sure. Quickly, yesterday was the 8th anniversary of the Artest Pacers jumping into the stands brawl. What do you remember from that?
Well, first of all, just shocked. And this is the thing. Just how fake some of these tough guys are. You know, Ben Wallace almost decapitated Ron Artest. Nothing happened. He walked away from that. But then a fan throws a paper cup, and he loses his mind, and he goes after a fan. So that told me right there, and again, it just reiterated to me, that these guys are not really tough. They pick and choose who they want to be tough with.
Got to cut you off. One of the reasons why I watch this show is you, Sam Mitchell. Thanks for doing this.